Hello, today is March 9th, and we have some cards for March 9th and 10th, which are the Pope in the reverse, the Five of Swords in the reverse, and the Ten of Coins. Wealth. The meditation on the Ten of Coins, the maximum of the suit of earth or pentacles in the Handbook for the Aleister Crowley Tarot, Mirror of the Soul by Gerd Ziegler, is one of my favorites, and the card itself has 10 coins arranged in the pattern of the Tree of Life of the Kabbalah. While at first glance this big money card can feel like winning the lottery when it turns up in a reading, this card does not guarantee happiness. The 10 of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, is old money, old property. And as we can see by the stone manor and the mature fruit trees on the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck, Jane Lyle in her classic tarot uses the keywords finance and family. It is considered one of the marriage cards, but the word merger may be more appropriate. It's a card of legacy, as we see an old man watch a toddler, probably a grandchild, who will grow up to inherit all this, as his parents look on. 2 times 5, Lyle's keywords for the fives of the minor arcana are change through strife, and today we have a pair. The Hierophant number 5 of the major arcana is in the reverse today. In the upright, this is the card of conventional religion, of course. So obviously in the reverse would be unconventional. This man of God in the reverse actually may think he's God. The second 5 is the 5 of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, nobody's favorite. It's a card of defeat or fear of it. Fear itself seems to attract the very thing we're afraid of. This card shows a sly winner who has won an armful of swords from two people we see throwing their own down in surrender. In tarot, Lyle calls this card of power struggles a battle of wills. There is no doubt there is much to win and lose, but one thing is for sure, this is no conventional war. It will be won by unconventional means, if you can say there will be any winners at all. This could be a windfall of some kind for you, but it seems that you may have had to fly in the face of convention, or even your own religion, family, or society in general. The end justifies the means in these cards, but the family of the manor on the upcoming Ten of Coins are not the happy family of the Ten of Cups. This is a lot of cold gold. Money is energy, and as the Crowley card has explained, when hoarded, stagnates and goes bad. As the Tree of Life of the Kabbalah, presented by the Kabbalistic Tarot by David Kratchow, teaches, true wealth must touch all levels of your life. I have a private life in which I do not permit interference. It must be respected. Putin, who actually used the word life and respected in the same sentence.